With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dionne Anglin. Cayman's swimming superstar Jillian Crooks has officially stamped her ticket to the NCAA Division I Championships, delivering a breakout performance at her first ever SEC Championships and doing it in true Jillian fashion. Fast, fearless, and of course, unforgettable, the 18-year-old Olympian and Tennessee freshman powered the Lady Vols 200-yard freestyle relay to a bronze medal, splitting a blistering 21.50 on the third leg, the fastest split on her relay and the fourth fastest overall in the entire field. The squad stopped the clock in 1:26.49, an NCAA A-cut and now the second fastest time in Tennessee program history. The swim alone booked Jillian's place at the NCAA Championships next month in Federal Way, Washington, a massive achievement for the only freshman on the relay team. But this season has been building towards something special for Crooks. Here's Radio Cayman's Paula Cal with those details.
Back in December, she shattered the Cayman Islands junior and senior national records in the 50 meters freestyle, clocking 24.70, a time that also stands as the fastest junior mark in the entire CARIFTA and CCCAN region, and ranks her among the top seven junior sprinters ever produced by the Caribbean. Then, at the Tennessee Invitational in November, she blasted a 21.91 in the 50-yard freestyle, the fastest junior time ever recorded from the CARIFTA region and only the second junior woman to break 22 seconds, the first also being Jillian herself. Fast forward to SECs and the Cayman phenom continues to rise. In her individual 50-yard freestyle, she posted 22.12, finishing third in the B final and reinforcing her status as one of the most dangerous freshman sprinters in the NCAA. From CARIFTA dominance to world-class short course speed to SEC medalist, Jillian Crooks is putting together a season that feels less like a freshman campaign and more like the launch of a superstar. And now she's NCAA bound. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. In track and field, Cayman sprint star Devontae Howell continues to climb on the international stage, and now he's doing it with one of the biggest brands in sport behind him. Howell has signed a name, image, and likeness, or NIL deal, with global powerhouse Adidas, joining the iconic Three Stripes family after opening his season with a world-leading 6.9 seconds in the 60 meters. That performance also set a new Cayman Islands national record and cemented his status as one of the region's most explosive young sprinters. Adidas says it's thrilled to support Howell as he gears up for a major season in Tennessee's orange and white. And for Devontae, the deal is both a milestone and a motivator.
Honestly, you know, the whole thing is very exciting and I'm happy that it happened, of course. Obviously, I hope this isn't the end, that it's just a gateway into hopefully a professional deal. I'm signed with Adidas until the end of my college eligibility, so that's a good thing. It's guaranteed until I'm finished with college. And hopefully, yeah, I can step on to the pro scene with Adidas or another brand and hopefully, you know, continue my professional career after college.
Howell will continue his collegiate campaign with the Tennessee Volunteers as he builds toward the NCAA season and eyes the next step in his professional journey. The Cayman Islands men's U20 national team is grinding through final preparations ahead of the CONCACAF U20 qualifiers in Curaçao. Cayman has been drawn into a tough Group B, set to face Jamaica, Puerto Rico, St. Kitts and Nevis, Turks and Caicos Islands, and Bonaire as the young squad looks to take the next step on the regional stage. This tournament marks the opening phase of qualification for both the 2027 FIFA Men's U20 World Cup and the 2028 Olympic Games, raising the stakes for every match. The team opens its campaign next week with training sessions centered on chemistry, tactical sharpness, and the physical demands of international football. Cayman's group stage will be February 23rd at 1 p.m. versus Turks and Caicos Islands, February 25th at 1 p.m. versus St. Kitts and Nevis, February 27th at 7 p.m. versus Jamaica, March 1st at 4 p.m. versus Puerto Rico, and March 3rd at 1 p.m. versus Bonaire. With only the group winner advancing, Cayman will need to be sharp from the opening whistle as they aim to compete, grow, and of course, represent the Cayman Islands. In other local sports, the Cayman Islands Basketball Association is putting out a call for volunteers as the sport continues to grow across the islands. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has this report.
SEBA is looking for passionate community members to serve as table officials, including scorekeepers, game clock and shot clock operators and statisticians, as well as referees for various leagues and age groups. No experience is required. Training, mentorship, and pathways to certification will be provided. And SEBA says this is a great opportunity for students, young adults, or anyone looking to give back to the community through sport. Community service hours are also available. If you love basketball and want to support the game behind the scenes, SEBA says it wants to hear from you. For more information, you can email officials at caymanbasketball.com. Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. And the Cayman Turtle Conservation and Education Center, or CTCC, is gearing up for one of the most anticipated community races on the calendar. As Radio Cayman's April Cummings reports, the Turtle Crawl 5K Walk Run returns on Sunday, April 26th of this year.
It's a sunrise start in West Bay, with walkers stepping off at 6 a.m. and runners chasing them down at 6:30. The course sends participants out from the Cayman Turtle Center along the scenic stretch of Northwest Point Road, all the way toward West Bay Public Beach before looping back home. Organizers are encouraging residents and visitors looking for a fun, active morning to register early and follow CTCEC on social media for updates. Racers can expect a family-friendly atmosphere, plenty of camaraderie, and the chance to directly support the center's conservation mission. Funds raised go toward green sea turtle releases, environmental education, scientific research, and veterinary care for the animals at the facility. With strong community interest already building and partners stepping up, this year's Turtle Crawl is shaping up to be one of the most impactful yet. To register, visit turtlecrawl.ky and be part of a race that supports Cayman's wildlife and environmental future. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
April Cummings there, taking us out of Radio Cayman's local sports for this Friday evening. I'm Dion Anglin. Enjoy your weekend.